Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Simon Barrett, and this is another edition of The Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with someone in the entertainment world. My guest today is Vicky Johnson of the British rock band Winter in Eden. Vicky, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. So
good.
Before we get into the really good stuff, the music, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your band, Winter in Eden?
Well, my name's Vicky Johnson. I'm the vocalist in the band Winter in Eden. We were formed around 2009. And we're based in the northeast of England, and we describe ourselves as a rock band primarily, but we have a number of different elements to our music. So we've been together that time. We've recorded 3 albums now, so
that's pretty good going. You know, you have to generate new material for each album. So I would say you're being very productive. So tell me about this 3rd album. It's titled Court of Conscience.
Yes, it is. So this is an album that we've just released. We're very fortunate in having the opportunity to go across to the Netherlands and to record the album at the studio of Rue Jolie, who is the guitarist from Within Temptation. So he produced the album, and he involved his co-guitarist, Stefan Helleblad, to mix the album. So, we had a lot of fun with that. We actually finished recording at the end of last year, and then obviously it's just been released now, so very, very pleased with the results.
I'm curious, when... Yeah, obviously I'm the other side of the pond. When I think of prog rock, hard rock, and maybe even metal, Holland isn't the country that springs to mind. Yeah, it always seems to be Poland, and particularly a city called Katowice or Katowice. Something like that. Something I can't pronounce anyway.
Well, actually, the type of music that we're playing, we do very often get put into a category known as femme metal. Now, whatever your thoughts are in connection with that, there are a lot of bands that produce the music that get clumped within that category that are based in Holland. You have one of the biggest bands in the world in the genre that are Within Temptation are based there. You have Delane, you have Stream of Passion, you have Rebamp, Epica. So there are a lot of bands that are actually based in Holland. And it's actually quite incestuous, I think, as well, in that everybody knows everybody else. And it's really quite a cool... country to produce this type of music, really. And then, of course, you have Finland and Nightwish, etc. But it is surprising the amount of bands that come from Holland that do this kind of music.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I think we've yacked enough. Why don't we take a track out for a spin? How does Before It Began sound to you?
Yeah, absolutely fine by me.
Okay, here it is. This is Winter in Eden, and the track Before It Began.
Rolling.
track.
Thank you very much.
Now, I have a couple of questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this is not a solo endeavor.
No.
Who else is in the band and what do they do?
Okay, so apart from myself, we have Steve Johnson, who just happened to be my husband as well. He plays keyboards. He also does a lot of the arranging for the orchestration, and actually on this one he played the bodhran as well. There is also Sam Cole, who plays guitar. We have Ian Heddle, who plays bass guitar. And we have Steve, we call him F-flat, Hawkswell, who plays drums.
All right. Keyboards. I always am curious about keyboards.
Mm-hmm.
What does your husband play?
So if we're talking about the types of keyboards, he's a Korg man. He very much loves his Korgs. He started off with the M1, and he's actually just got another M1 because he had problems with the old one. But he's also got his Triton, and he's also got an M3 as well. So, yes, he's a Korg man.
That's actually a question I usually ask of prog rock bands, you know.
Oh, right.
Right. And, yep. There are Korg people, there are Moog people, and believe it or not, there are even Yamaha people. And I personally kind of ignore those people. But
you'll have some Casio people too, I dare say.
Right. Okay, so I was reading the press release.
Yes.
Put out by my good friend Billy, and it mentions symphonic rock. Now,
yes.
I thought I had heard of every genre of music, but this was a new one on me. Do you have any idea what it is?
I always really don't like the idea of music being categorized at all, but people always want to put a label on it. And we've been categorized in the symphonic metal area. Some people call us prog. Some people call us gothic. Some people say we're female-fronted and therefore a femme metal band. To be honest with you, I really am at the point now where I think I'm as confused as everybody else is too, you know, what category you were supposed to be. What we thought when we were putting together a description of the band was that the best thing to do was describe ourselves as a rock band, which is what we truly believe that we are. But we do have something that normal rock bands don't have, and that is the orchestration, the strings, etc., and therefore that's where the symphonic part comes in. And so we therefore thought that that was probably the best description that we could give.
Oh, I mean, I like it. I'm going to have to put that in my list of categories.
Well, we kind of narrowed it down further as well, and then we put British symphonic rock as well. On occasions, we tend to put that in there because typically, as I mentioned earlier, there are a lot of bands doing this kind of thing in Europe, not so much in England, especially not kind of as a mainstream type of area of music. So, we thought, well, why not stick in the British part of it as well? And but to be honest, sometimes when we're asked, people say, what do you sound like? How can you categorise yourself? And, you know, we like to just say we're Winter in Eden. You know, judge it for yourself. If you listen to the album, particularly the latest one, there are so many different styles in this that it's very difficult to pick out a track and be able to say that that's you know, that's what Winter in Eden sounds like, because we have so many different styles within that, you know?
Right. Now, you mentioned femme metal.
Yeah.
And that one also blew me away. But I sat back and thought about it. I'm guessing that comes from the fact that Winter in Eden has you as the lead singer rather than some gravelly voiced guy screaming and hollering.
Correct. Well, that's the only conclusion that I can come to, because, like I say, you know, we almost get the femme metal label thrust upon us. And it can be a bit of a bugbear, and you know, because you always have this argument, well, actually, I'm 20% of the band, and that's not very fair on the other 80% of the band, and you don't get male-fronted bands described and categorised in the same way. But that's an age-old kind of argument that people always have, and I think at the end of the day, you just learn to kind of embrace whatever tag somebody puts on you, as long as they enjoy it, you know, then that's the main thing.
Right. Okay, why don't we take another track out for a spin? With Intent, would you enjoy listening to that?
I certainly would.
All right, here it is. Winter in Eden, this is With Intent.
Yeah.
I definitely spotted what I suspect was Korg in that song. So, congratulations to your husband.
I will pass that on to him.
Well, it's early days. The album's only been out for 3 weeks. What sort of feeder or listener feedback are you getting?
The feedback that we've received so far has been fabulous. Because those people that came to, we had kind of an album launch, but it was in September, so that it was really for the people that were already aware of us and that wanted to come to our hometown and enjoy listening to the new tracks. And so that the album has been available at some of the shows that we have been doing before its official release. The feedback that we've received has been great. Some of the magazine coverage, been getting 10 out of 10. The Classic Rock magazine regarded us as one of the best female-fronted British bands that we've got to offer right now. So something along those lines. I don't have the quote in front of me, but so the feedback's been absolutely great. We couldn't have asked for anything better, really.
I'm going to ask a really stupid question because I think I know the answer.
Okay.
Are you guys a live or studio band?
I guess we're a live band, really. We always regard the studio as a means of recording the tracks to the best of our ability and getting down the sound that we want to achieve. And then we really want to get out there and replicate that the best way that we possibly can. I mean, it is, you know, it does have its challenges because the fact that there is so much orchestration that we have on the recordings, many, many, many tracks that's mixed into to produce the overall sound. And we were very lucky actually because we had some live strings on the recording for Court of Conscience as well, so obviously we can't take those people with us, but we very much regard ourselves as a live band, and we do kind of go out and gig as much as we can, really.
You said something interesting, and I've heard this countless, countless times from other musicians. You know, the studio is a safe haven. You know, you can fiddle with things. You can put, you know, or add new tracks, overlays. But when you're on the stage, you can't do that. Yeah, do you find it difficult to move from the studio version to the live version?
Not as much as you might think, because although, you know, we kind of have the studio sound, we don't do too badly actually replicating that live. I mean, obviously it's different. You know, obviously we have one guitarist rather than being able to kind of have about four tracks of guitars to really kind of beef up the sound. But, you know, putting that to one side, we still managed to kind of to get the sound and produce it, you know, live. And, you know, we're really quite proud of that. So, we don't have too many problems. I mean, it's never going to be as full as we can do it in the studio. But, you know, we still think we produce a good sound when we do it live.
Okay, so let's talk live. Where can people find you?
Well, the next gigs that we have coming up are in December. We have one at the beginning of the month. We've got two support gigs coming up. One is in Edinburgh with the Pineapple Thief. And then we have another one coming up in York. In you as a Brit will hopefully know where that is. and that's at Fibbers in York. And then next year we have some festivals already announced. There are some more in the pipeline that we haven't announced yet. So yes, we're going to be playing primarily in England, but we are looking to go back across to Holland again to do some shows over there, which we managed to do last year. So yeah, we try and get out and about as much as we can, but it changes all of the time. So the best place to go is to our Facebook or to our website, and we keep you updated with the shows that we're doing.
Okay, on that subject, let's do some harmless or shameless commercialization.
Oh, absolutely, I'm all for that.
All right, what is your website?
So it's winterineden.com.
And your Facebook page?
I couldn't tell you literally it's Winter in Eden. If you look for that, you will find us.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you exactly. .com/Winter in Eden. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but if you just look for Winter in Eden, you will find us.
And where can people buy copies of this CD and your other previous ones?
Yeah, so like we said earlier, we've got three albums. So we have Awakening, Echoes of Betrayal, and the latest one, Court of Conscience. They are available from our own website, so there's the store on the website that I mentioned. Also, it's being distributed through Cherry Red Records, and that's worldwide. So, you know, hopefully you should be able to go to your local store or Amazon. It's also available on iTunes, as a digital download as well. So, yeah, it's out there.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Okay.
All good music stores.
it is. It's very good. And there's Korg involved.
I think we found a Korg fan. I take it you're a keyboard player then.
No, actually I'm not. I couldn't even plunk out chopsticks. But I just love keyboards.
Well, I'm a pianist primarily. That's how I started off, and I've never really made that transition to keyboards. But Steve has, you know. So I think he prefers keys, and I prefer the piano. So
right. I tend to view keys and pianos in the same light. Yeah, they're really, really hard to play. Or they're really, really hard to play well.
absolutely.
I was looking at the press release, and it mentioned some festivals. I can't remember if it was in the past or the future. And one caught my attention for 10 years. I was definitely a huge fan of the Cambridge Folk Festival.
Okay.
Right, I have never heard of the Cambridge Rock Festival. When does that happen, and where and how?
Right, well, one, Cambridge. I believe it's we put it in the sat-nav and we just turn up there, but I'm sure it's the, and somebody's going to hate me for this now, it's the Haggis Polo Club or something like it's a big field that they convert and put some huge tents up there, and bands go and they play. But I mean, it's been a festival. I couldn't tell you the full history of it, but it's been going on for some considerable years now. We've luckily played there 3 times, and it's been every other kind of year for us since we started. Started off on the second stage and moved up to the main stage, and it's a wonderful, wonderful festival. They have some pretty big names. You know, we've had kind of Wishbone Ash and bands such as that, Stature, that are playing. And it's one of the nicest, friendliest festivals that you could hope to play at. Everybody is so friendly and so welcoming, and it's one of the best gigs that we do, and we love to play at the Cambridge Rock Festival.
We're kind of winding down, but a question I have to ask is, from a genre perspective, you're right, very hard to pigeonhole, but I'm sure that you and your husband must have some musical influences. And who are they?
Oh, well, I mean, for myself, it's so wide, you know, because I really love all different types of music. And it can be anything from something quite funky, which could be Level 42, Jamiroquai, a little bit of Red Hot Chili Peppers, to kind of, you know, more metal-y end of the scale. I like Opeth, I like Camelot, I like more kind of basic rock. You know, I grew up listening to Roxette, and then you've got bands like Muse that are just really great bands to listen to, and even kind of your pop bands. You know, my brother was a big lover of Madonna, so that's kind of been drip fed to me since I was very young. So kind of all kinds of bands. You know, my dad listened to Jethro Tull when I was growing up, and you've kind of got influences from all different kinds of music. That's the thing about the band. Because we all write, we all come from a different background musically, and like to listen to different things, so much so that you can't really find a band that we all like. I think we've narrowed it down to Muse and Queen are probably the only two bands that we all collectively like. And so therefore, you've got a position where you've got a melting pot of ideas, and that's why I think the songs that we produce are so diverse. Although you've kind of got a bit of a common thread, so you can still tell it off. So yeah, I could go on forever more about my influences, but
very difficult. You just made me feel really old. Your dad liked Jethro Tull.
Yes, he did. And Cat Stevens as well was a big...
I'm all in favour of it. I like both of them. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, it's time... I think it's time for my afternoon nap. Yeah, I'm obviously way too old.
Oh, not at all.
Do you have any last comments for us?
No, just very much thank you to everybody that's gone out so far to buy the album that's coming out to see us at shows. There was a lady actually recently that had a tattoo done of the logo, it came to show, and that was fabulous. So really chuffed with that. Thank you very much, and thank you to yourself for the interview. Much appreciated.
My pleasure. Okay, this is Simon Barrett. wishing everyone a happy, healthy, and safe week. We'll be back again soon with another edition of The Week in Reviews. Till then, goodbye.